Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Happy day 15 of Reset. This is Pastor Holly greeting you today, as always, with the joy and love of Jesus Christ. Thanking God who loves us, and Jesus Christ who always and alone is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. I pray that, like me, you are grateful to be alive on this day, another day that the Lord has made, another day that the Lord has called us to seek his face through consecrated prayer and fasting. We are on day 15 of our 40-day journey. It seems like it's been so long. And I pray that you can look back over your life these last 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, and see that you have made some strides in your walk with God, that you have conquered some temptations, that you have been victorious in some areas of struggle in your life, that today we can thank God for this day 15. As we prepare to enter this third week of our journey, I pray that you've logged on and know how we're increasing our dietary fast, our social fast, and our financial fast. And remember that this is a personal journey, that you're aiming for the target that the Holy Spirit has called you to. I want to thank God for all of our partners who join us on this 40-day journey. Thank you all for being a part of this journey. We believe that it's together we pray and fast and seek the face of God, that God will change our lives, and that we're going to change the world. That through this journey, we will refuse to allow the evil and the hatred and the ugliness of others to make us live the same. That we're committing ourselves to living out the love of Jesus Christ in a real and a very real and a very, very, very real way that we might fight. Listen, everyone. We all know what it's like to watch the news and be overwhelmed and feel like there's nothing you can do. We all know what it's like to hear the reports of what the administration has put into place and feel like we just want to go run and hide in a cave somewhere. But God has given us the ability to fight it by living out the love of Jesus Christ. And I believe that the same way the love of Jesus changed and transformed the world, changed and transformed our lives, that as we shared with others, it still has power. Today, brothers and sisters, let me share with you something that happened to a friend of mine who, while he was getting on a plane, that really spoke to my heart. He got on a plane, and there was a lady who got on the plane, and she was about to get situated in her seat, and she began putting her bags up top. She put a rollerboard up top, then she put her big purse up top. And the flight attendant came by and said, "Ma'am, everything can't go up top. Something has to go on the bottom. You can't put all of that up top." Those words stuck with me. Everything can't be up top. Everything can't be above God. Some things have to go below. That only the Lord goes up top as a priority in our life. That's what the Philistines found out when they captured the Ark of the Covenant, and they brought it into one of their capital cities and set it next to their false god, Dagon. And every morning they found out that Dagon, the false god, they found that the statue had fallen down because they tried to put it at the same place as God's presence in the Ark of the Covenant. It's a reminder to us as we go on this journey that part of what we're doing is making certain that nothing and no one sits as high as God in our life. That nothing gets the better of our time. Nothing gets the better of our finances. Nothing gets more devotion than our heart. Nothing and no one rises to the top of our lives more than our desire to please God. Beloved, let me share with you that the great struggle in life is discipline, is not failing to do God's will. The greatest struggle is not trying to know it, not seeking it, living our lives under our own guidance, doing what our mind wants and what our hearts desire, and not seeing what God's will shall be. The greatest sin is not failing to do the will of God. It's not caring to even know the will of God. So, God, this morning, As we enter this 15th day of our 40-day journey, as always, God, I begin by thanking you that mercies had been brand new this morning and that grace will be sufficient. Thank you, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, for waking us up. Thank you for placing us in this new week. Thank you, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, for this 15th day of consecrating our hearts and our minds to seek your face, your voice, and your will. We come before you, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, repenting of the fact there have been moments when we did not care to know what your will was. There are moments, gracious loving Father God, in the heat of the moment when decisions had to be made that we didn't even whisper a prayer. We have found that the writer of Proverbs was right when Solomon said that there was a way, that there's a way that looks right to us, but it usually ends in death. And how often, gracious loving Father God, we've put a death sentence on so many things because we did not invite you into our decision making. We did not ask you to guide our hearts. We did not focus our minds on you. And you promised, Lord, Heavenly Father God, that you would keep us in perfect peace if we kept our minds stayed on you. So, gracious, loving Father God, as we seek peace in this turbulent times in which we live, as we seek joy to fight the darkness of every news report, as we seek strength, gracious, loving Father God, to walk upright, we put our hearts and our minds on you, Lord. We hear the flight attendant of the Holy Spirit saying, "My daughter, my son, everything can't go up top. Only God belongs at the top. Only the Lord reigns over our lives. Only God is the utmost priority." Oh, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, that we come to love you and serve you and search for you and seek you. And my prayer is that after this 40-day journey is over, gracious loving Father God, you'll never reach a place again where you're not actively, where we're not actively seeking to know what God's desire is over every area of our life, of our finances, of our relationships with our children, our marriages, over our health, over the decisions we've got to make that affect you and affect others. Gracious, loving Father God, show yourself to us today. I'm so grateful that even as we've awakened today, Lord, Heavenly Father God, the sun is coming up a little bit earlier. It's a reminder to us that we are progressing into a session of spring. We are moving our way out of the cold and the bitterness of the winter and moving ourselves into the newness of what the Lord has prepared. And in this new season, gracious, loving Father God, there is a new us waiting, O Lord, Heavenly Father God. Today, I pray that you would take control of our minds, take control of our thinking. I pray that you would take control of our hearts and our feelings, our mouth and our speaking, our spirits and our desires. Gracious, Heavenly Father God, that you would mold them and shape them and remind us that the greatest desire we ought to have is to please you. The greatest desire we ought to have is to live for you, to love you with all of our hearts, to love you with all of our souls, to love you with all of our life and all of our strength. Gracious, loving Father God, we come before you on this day, thanking you for this 15th day, thanking you for all our partners here in Reset, and asking that as we approach this Tuesday, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, that someone somewhere would see something different about us. And then we'd have an opportunity to share with him or her the love of Jesus Christ. Oh, gracious, loving Father God, thank you for the 2.5 weeks that lie behind us. Oh, gracious, loving Father God, thank you that we're almost at the halfway mark. Remember this, my sister. Hold on to this, my brother. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. Galatians 6 and 9 is what we anchor ourselves in today, that if we don't give up, there's a harvest waiting. A harvest of new life, a harvest of restored health, a harvest of reconciled relationships, a harvest of a strengthened mind and spirit. Gracious, loving Father God, we look forward to what you're doing through us. Now I pray that you be the strength for everyone on this prayer line, for everyone on our journey. Oh, gracious, loving Father God, that we continue to come to the end of this day and hear you say, "Well done." Thank you, God, for day 15. Thank you, God, for the call. Thank you, God, for the harvest that's on the way. And we remind ourselves as we go about this day, everything can't go up top. This is our prayer as we come before you in thanksgiving and expectation. And the redeemed of God who are seeking God said, amen, amen, and amen. Brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us this morning. We believe that if two or three pray that amazing things happen. Listen, you all, don't forget that we do record the prayers. You're able to share them with others throughout the day, and we look forward to being right back here tomorrow morning by the grace of God as we enter day 16. We're almost halfway there. We're almost halfway there. Press on today, my brothers and my sisters. Don't get weary. Don't give up. It gets harder. But remember, if it doesn't challenge you, it will never change you. This is Pastor Hawley. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed and a beautiful day. Have a blessed and beautiful day. Have a blessed and beautiful day, 15 of Reset. I'll pray with you all tomorrow morning.